So another pattern is called displaced alert. And so in this one, the dog recognizes the sample but moves to the next stand and signals in front of that one instead, as though he had forgotten that he needed to signal. And so the trainer cannot see the stimulus response and cannot reward a displaced operant response. Again, same problem. And finally, this is called look back, this pattern. And so the dog may look back when neither his signaling options reflect what he finds in the sample. And therefore, he is unaware what to do. He is unsure what to do. So is he, you know, what do you want me to do here? But then another trainer suggests that perhaps they're looking back to see what the person thinks. So shall I sit or shall I, what do I do? So when the dog is not very confident. So we wanted to design something to recenter the process of signaling, you know, this whole process on the dog to facilitate things for the dog. So we went through literally like a design journey because we ourselves had to get out of our human, you know, frame of mind and try to start thinking dog. But that took some time. So first we thought, okay, traffic light concept. We have three buttons, one for yes, one for no, one for maybe. And so the dog goes like this to check, to, you know, to tap whatever he wants. But we realized very quickly that that was a silly idea because that the dog would have to learn more than binary classification, which was even harder than learning the binary classification. And also they would have to then make up their mind, and then they would have to use their paw to signal all sorts of complications, really not dog-centric. Second concept was a graduated scale. So we said, okay, we'll allow them to interact with the nose, we'll suspend it, and we tell them, we'll teach them yes and no, but then we'll see if spontaneously they use the ones in between. But we were sort of taking for granted that the dog would order things in the same way that we do. So that was, again, not thinking dog. Finally, we thought, okay, we'll only give him a thing to say yes, and he can activate it with his nose. And if he doesn't, you know, he can come away. If he's a no, he comes away. If it's a yes. But that was, again, that was separated from the stand that the dog uses. And we finally got there. It seems easy now, but it, you know, but we finally realized that we had to merge the things in order to make things easy for the dog. It had to be all together. The dog needed, we had to take this burden off the dog, and we had to allow the entirely spontaneous, you know, the sort of response of the dog to do the signaling. So that's what we finally got to. So we designed this thing. This is a bit schematic, but it's the stand like you have seen in the pictures. But the difference is that this is pivoted. These are with the plate at the end, and we put a pressure sensor under there. So these pressure sensors, we made the assumption that, we hypothesized that the pressure patterns exerted by the dog on the plate would have some correlation with the content of the sample. That was some assumption. But we thought, well, if the dog is more interested, then, you know, then there must be more in that sample, or there must be some kind of correlation. So that's what we did. We had a lot of issues. We had to calibrate the system because initially the stand was like sitting on the floor, and the dog would come and push the whole thing off, and so we lost a lot of pressure. A lot of data, you know, we had to, the software we were using wasn't, you know, the resolution wasn't fine enough. Anyway, but we finally sort of worked it out. So this is an example of how the dog uses them. Oh, this is for screening a negative sample. So it goes away, and that's it. That's now next. This is what it does with it. Okay, so that's, he's one of my favorite dogs. I love him. So he's precise, he's like, anyway, I have a soft spot for him. So this is a range. This is a some tests we did with Ulrich. This is things that these were. This is a result of random sort of trials and in the samples in random orders with one stand. So this is what it produced by screening a negative sample. This is what it produced by screening a positive sample. So this is like one pick, one quick pick. It goes in and out. Yeah, done. So very, here he goes in a bit like this, but then it comes out and then it comes back in, has a good sniff, out, double check, and he's out. And these are the bounces of the plate on the sensor when he leaves. So it's a measure of the energy he's put into this thing.